Jesus proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom and cured every disease among the people.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live at Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. We hear those words and we take them in. And we think, sure, it's cloudy out, it's dark. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. We've seen a great light. But do we take it for granted? Do we have the joy of seeing the light? And in a certain sense, we need to have this light because, as in that second reading, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you. The unity of the faith is very important to our life as Catholics. Unity of faith, unity of purpose. And sometimes we can get into the dull routine of, you know, coming to Mass or saying our prayers, and we feel like we're alone, but we have a unity. A unity that is very, very, very strong. And it's shown in certain moments. Just recently, was it yesterday? Friday. Oh, yeah, today's Sunday. Friday, many of our youth, many of our people went on a march in Washington to speak up about life. Life that is given to us by God. And I want a little bit of reflection from somebody that was actually there. And so, Dominic, would you come up here and talk with me a little bit? Dominic went with seminarians down to Washington, D.C., and you saw the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. What did you think of the place?
Oh, that was great. It was a huge basilica. It was amazing seeing all the people there. Like, this wasn't a mandatory thing. This wasn't even part of the march itself. But you had the whole entire church was completely full. We actually didn't even get seats. We were there half an hour early, and we had to stand on the side, and we had to sit on the floor. because there was just the place was full with people, with college kids, with students, with adults, with everybody, and it was really great to see.
And you had a mass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had the 7:30 mass there.
7:30 mass. Mm-hmm. And I know that there were lots of priests and bishops. Some of them you knew.
Yeah. The bishop that presided there was he was a bishop of the military for the U.S.
Yeah, and I watched it on television last night because I wanted to be able to talk about the march. Did you notice anything about the mass itself that you really struck you?
The thing about the mass was it was really traditional, I guess so. And like whenever they would always use, they used incense. There was a lot of incense that was used there. They would incense everything there. And the place was full of smoke.
Good. Excellent. And the singing was... How was the choir?
The choir was great. Yeah, there was a girl, there was a college girl that was actually singing there, and she was great.
Yeah, good. And the hymns were inspirational to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just think it's wonderful that you guys and the gals went and... I know a lot of our Knights of Columbus went, and a number of people. Did you see anybody that you knew?
I didn't see any. I saw Mrs. Jacobs, Mr. and Mrs. Jacobs there. Yeah, at the Basilica, I saw them. Yeah, but that was about it. There was definitely a lot of knights there. We saw them all through the march. There was a huge number of knights, the groups there.
Did you feel like you were in big solidarity with people as you were marching down the road, streets and all?
Yeah, definitely. There was some people that were trying to, like, they were or they were pro-choice, and they were trying to, like, go into the march and do that, but it was just the unity and the mass of everybody there just shut them down right automatically.
It's good for Catholics to do things together, and this is, to me, an example of what is coming up. Our youth are a youth of life and not death in this land that's so covered with darkness at times. There's hope out there for us. So I think we'll end it.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to please thank Dominic. He is our seminarian, and we are rightly proud of you. Jesus proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom and cured every disease among the people.